Billy the Kid goes back to his sweetheart in Fort Sumner, shot through the heart by Sheriff Pat Garrett and buried by the side of his chum, Tom O'Farriard. From History of Billy the Kid by Chas A. Siringo, narrated by Dennis Edward Delaney. A few days after the kid's escape, Billy Burt's black pony returned to Lincoln dragging a rope. He'd either escaped or been turned loose by the kid. The next we hear of the kid, he visited friends in Los Diablos and stole a horse from Andy Richardson. From there, he headed for Fort Sumner to see his sweetheart, Miss Dulcinea del Toboso. It was said he tried to persuade her to run away with him and go to Old Mexico to live in happiness ever afterward. But that sweet little Dulce refused to leave Mama. The kid found shelter and concealment in the home of Mrs. Charles Baudre and her mother. One night, a few weeks after his escape, the rider was within whispering distance of Billy the Kid. Myself and a crowd of cowboys had attended a Mexican dance. Mrs. Charlie Baudre was there, dressed like a young princess. She captured the heart of the author, so that he danced with her often and escorted her to the midnight supper. About 3 o'clock in the morning, the dance broke up and the writer escorted the pretty young widow, Mrs. Charlie Baudre, to her adobe home. At the front door, I almost got down on my knees pleading for her to let me go into the house and talk a while. But no use. She insisted that her mother would object. Now a wine-soaked young cowboy with jingling spurs on his high-heeled boots staggered into camp and piled into bed, spread on the ground under a cottonwood tree to dream of Mexican fandangos, where the girls have no choice of partners. Without an introduction, the man walks up to the girl of his choice and leads her out on the floor to dance to his heart's content. About 6 months later, in the fall of 1881, after the kid had been killed, the rider was in Fort Sumner again and attended a dance with Mrs. Charlie Baudre. Now she explained the reason for not letting me enter the house. She said at that time, Billy the Kid, who was in hiding at her home, was on the inside of the door listening to our conversation, that he recognized my voice. Here Mrs. Baudre told me the facts in the case of how Billy the Kid met his death, bareheaded and barefooted with a butcher knife in his hand. While hiding in Fort Sumner, the kid stole a saddle horse from Mr. Montgomery Bell, who had ridden into town from his ranch 50 miles above on the Rio Pecos. Bell supposed the horse had been ridden off by a common Mexican thief. He hired Barney Mason and Mr. Currington to go with him to hunt the animal. They started down the stream, Bell keeping on one side of the river, while Mason and Currington headed for a sheep camp in the foothills. Riding up to the tent in the sheep camp, the kid stepped out with his Winchester rifle and hailed them. Barney Mason was armed to the teeth and was on a swift horse. He had on a new pair of spurs and nearly wore them out making his getaway. Mr. Currington rode up to his friend, Billy the Kid, and had a friendly chat. The kid told Mr. Currington to tell Mr. Montgomery Bell that he would return his horse or pay for him. When Currington reported the matter to Mr. Bell, he was satisfied and searched no more for the animal. After the kid's escape from Lincoln, Sheriff Pat Garrett laid low and tried to find out the kid's whereabouts through his friends and associates. In March 1881, a deputy United States Marshal by the name of John W. Poe arrived in the booming mining camp of White Oaks. He had been sent to New Mexico by the Cattlemen's Association of the Texas Panhandle. Cattle King Charlie Goodnight, being the president of the association, had selected Mr. Poe as the proper man to put a stop to the stealing of panhandle cattle by Billy the Kid and gang. After the kid's escape, Pat Garrett went to White Oaks and deputized John W. Poe